I'm trying to make a connection over here between Parshas Miketz and Chanukah. As I mentioned last week, Vayeshev is usually the Shabbos Chanukah Parsha. But there's a tremendous amount of connections over here in these Parshas too. And also to make it a Maisa. In other words, to get the Lemudim from Parshas Miketz to connect it to Chanukah and to make it something that is relevant to us, not to some kind of firebrand revolutionaries in the time of the Hellenistic period. Yeah, to make it nagei to us. The parasha begins, and as we know, the parasha starts off with a different chalomos of Pari. Later on in the parasha, it says, "Daber sa mashkin es Pari lemo." So sa mashkin comes to Pari. We could not find anyone who's going to interpret the dream, and he says, "As chatoya ani maske hayo." I remember my chatoyim. I remember today. Pari kotzav alavodov. Pari got annoyed, got upset with his eved, referring to himself and his. He put me into jail, etc. And I had a dream, and nobody can deal with a dream. Posakud base. For Shom Itonu, and there with us, was Nar Ivri. Was a Nar Ivri, a Nar, a Jewish Nar, Eved Lesaha Tabochim, and Eved Lesaha Tabochim. And the Sapiloi, Vayiftalon es Chanam, and he told over his dream, and he explained to us the dream, Ishka Chaloimai Posa, he explained the dream, Ishwan, according to the correct analysis of the dream. Says Rashi, what's a Nar Ivri Eved? Zogd Rashi in Yud Beis, Aruim Arishoim. Yeah, Rashi's getting Aruim Arishoim. Yeah, it's getting Chanukah Purim here. Aruim Arishoim. Evil other Rishoim. She'ein Toivosom Shlemo. That the Toiva, whenever they actually give back something good, he's actually fulfilling a sort of debt of gratitude over here. They do it in a way of as much as they can, degrading the person that they're supposed to be thanking. Nar, because it says Nar, Eved Ivri. What's Nar? Shaita. Fool. Ve'ein roi legod legdula. It's not roi to be raised into any levels of greatness. Ivri. Afila l'shoinenu einemach. He doesn't even understand our language. Eved. What's the name of Eved? Uksib benimusim Mitzrayim. And it's written down in the law books of Mitzrayim, in the etiquette books of Mitzrayim, She'ein Eved Meilech V'leilovish B'gdesorim. And Eved can never become a king and can never wear the clothes of Sorim, of ministers. In other words, I can give you the address of somebody who may be able to help you, but this guy's a lowly nothing. Yeah, he's an Eved. He's a Ivri, he's a Shaita, whatever, the guy's a fool. He maybe he'll help you, but you don't expect too much. And if it does help you, nothing great should ever come from him. That's what he's saying. Let me ask you, Rabbi Say, what actually did happen in the end with Yosef? If it's written down in the Musa Mitzrayim that such a thing cannot happen, how did Yosef bypass these rules? How did he become, later on in the parasha we all know, that Pari took him up and made him a tremendously high level, second in command. Yeah, the Pasuk says later on, V'yitav Adovov V'enei Parid V'enei Kol Avodov. And he said, have you found somebody as great as him? And therefore he says, you should be at Atatiyah Basi, Imperik Memala Pasuk Mem, you should be in my home, and my household. V'apicha Yisha Kol Ami, the whole nation should eat from you. Rak HaKise Egdal Mimeko, the only person higher than you in this government is me. So he pushed him up from a lowly Eved, Eved, Ivri, Nar, and all that, propelled him all the way up, catapulted him to the highest levels of ministry. What happened to this rule? You know, so in Mitzrayim today, there's many ways of dealing with, as in common in affairs right now, in national affairs, there's a lot of different ways of changing legislation. But how did Pari get around this legislation? How did he get around the fact that Yosef was not somebody who was capable, and the Maisa he changed?
How is it not in his rishus to do that? Why is it not in his rishus to be able to do that? Why can't Paro do like?
Perhaps he could, but if it's written in the Musa Mitzrayim not to do that, what made him change his mind? How did he get around that factor? How did he get away with it as far as the groups of people who, you know, the Musa Pari is his public honor, it's state honor. How did they get around that? So the very, very interesting comparison is there's a Gemara in Gittin that says, in the Gittin of Zainama base, Shmai of Avtalion were Geirim. The great Shmai and Avtalion, the rabbis of Shammai and Hillel, they were Geirim. And there's a big problem with that, because Shmai and Natanya were Geirim, and they became the Nasiim of Klal Yisrael. The Nasiim does not mean Gedolei Hador. It does not mean that. The Nasiim means they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael on a level of almost Malchus. Until now, the Nasiim only came from Shevet Yehuda. Shmai and Naphtalion became the Nasiim of Klal Yisrael. It was a position of royalty. The Gemara says in Yibamus Daf Mem Hey, Kol Nasiimoi She'atem Meisim Lo Yehei Ele Mekerev Achecha. Any levels of royalty that you give over to the nation must only be from a Mekerev Achecha, of somebody who was born Jewish. Therefore, how did Shmai and Naphtalion get that position when clearly there's a pasuk that seems to say otherwise? How did he do that? So the teretz is, and this teretz is brought down by various different meforshim. The teretz is that there's a big difference between where there is other good viable options and where you'd have no other choice. Shmai Naphtalion, it's brought down from the Chidok, from many other places. Shmai Naphtalion, Lemaisa, did not have anybody who could compete with their levels of greatness. There's nobody else anywhere that came close. And therefore, when the Pasuk says Mekerev Achecha, is talking about where you have a choice, nope, take it from Klal Yisrael. Shmai Naphtalion were greater, far greater than anyone else. And if that's the case, one is allowed to place them in positions of power and Nasius, even though normally such a thing would not be allowed. So explains my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman. So he says like this. He said, if that's the case, Paroi, he said to his own nation later on, he said to them, V'yene para lavodov, ha-nimsa kezer ish ashiruach lekim boi, posuk lamed ches, do you find anyone else who has the same kind of levels of ruach lekim, of godly ruach like him? And then he says also, Paroi said, next posuk, ein novon v'chochem k'moich, there's nobody else as great as you. And therefore, what the posuk is saying over here is, of course you're neved. And of course we have legislation. Yeah, and of course we have certain rules that you can't be anywhere level, you know, the ministerial posts. But there's a certain place of a mokim she'ein ish, hishtadel yos ish. There's a certain place when there's nobody else, you take over that position. And therefore that's how Pari got around it. And that was something that people accepted. People understood that there's a certain situation where there's nobody else who's willing to take that responsibility. Nobody else who's capable. Nobody else is as qualified. Then, even those people who ultimately, until now, we've looked down upon, or we've sort of pushed to the side, they can rise to the top and become the Gedolim. They can come to the Nasiim, and they can come second in command to Pari. The Chashmonaim were from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi were those people who were supposed to sit in the base of Migdosh and work for Rabbeinu Shlomo, do nothing else. They weren't even given a piece of land. They're supposed to be focused. They're supposed to be working in the base of Migdosh, working in the Avodas Hashem, with the Korbanos, whatever they're supposed to be doing, but they're not supposed to be getting busy with anything else. And suddenly, all of a sudden, they come out and they make a revolution. Where did the Chashmonaim come from? They came from a Shevet Kohuna. They came from the Kohanim. Why? How did they do that? Because they understood that there's a certain situation where, although generally they will not be the ones who rise to the top, who take a leadership position, there's a chiv at certain stages of our history to take a stand when nobody else is available. Even an Eved, even a Ger from the Seus, even a Kohen who's supposed to not be getting busy in these things. There's a certain situation, a certain time where you have to take leadership. You've got to stand up and lead. And this is what Yosef taught us. Even Paroi understood that certain times where somebody who would push to the side is absolutely not somebody who would ever imagine would become great, can become great. Certainly in our own lives. The Gemara says that a Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before a Kohen Gadol Ha'aretz. There's a certain stage of honor we give to people who are leaders in their level, even though ultimately the Nebuchadnezzar are pushed aside because of their positions in society. Nobody is a nobody when it comes to positions where a person should be actually fitting in to what's needed. There was a problem though. The problem was, very, very big problem, that they didn't stop there. They didn't stop there. Ramesh Shapiro, who was one of the greatest leaders in the previous generation, He was a young man when he was nifta. I think he was in his 40s. He was nifta. And he started a fantastic yeshiva from Chachma Lublin. He was initiator of the Dafayoimi, a leader like you cannot imagine. And he said this vort, and he personified this vort. He says, the Pasuk says in Shemois, in the Shemois it says, V'hoyo ba'avur kavaydi. What's the Pasuk say? V'yema Hashem, the Pasuk in Shemois, Lamad Gimel Chafalev. V'yema Hashem, hinei mokum iti v'nitzavta ala tzur. This is a place with me, and you should be with me on the tzur, on the rock. V'hoyo ba'avur kavaydi, and when my kavod passes, v'samticha b'nikras ha-tzur. Yeah, and you'll see it in Nikras Atzor in the hole in the rock. This is a but Moshe Beinu asked Rabbeinu Shlomo to show him his honor. Says in Meir Shapiro, this is the key to leadership. The key to leadership is Hinei Mokim Iti, when you're with me, when it's position of rising for my Kovod Shemayim, doing something in Shem Shemayim, then when it's Saptim Al Atzor, then you should represent yourself as a tzor, as a rock, completely unyielding, uncompromising, a strong leader. When you're with me, be uncompromising. You rise to the top. You've done any kind. You've mowed down any opposition. But however, ba'avor, when my kavod passes already, when it's not for my kavod anymore, for your ba'avor kavodi, when it's avor, when it passes my kavod, and therefore you're left with your own thing, v'samticha b'nikras atzor, hide in the little cracks in the rock. Step down, move away. It's not for your position anymore. That's not for you. We're dealing here at Beisai with the Chashmonaim, who were fantastic. They stood up and they placed themselves in a position nobody else was willing to do, and they became leaders. In fact, there's a beautiful medrash in Shir Hashirim that Rishim Schwab says. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim Zayin Pasuk Yudalit, Hadoidoim Nosnu Reach. What do doim?
Lavender.
It was these flowers. Yeah, that was who's the doim with Reuven. Yeah, had the doim nosnu reach. The doim gave out their smell. Val pischenu kol megodim, and on our doorways is kol megodim, is all kinds of delights. Yeah, says the medrash. Had the doim nosnu reach zeru Reuven. That's Reuven. Val pischenu kol megodim, on a doorway is all megodim. Okay, Chanukah, doorways. Ze ner Chanukah. On our doorways is all. That is ner Chanukah. So the Shimon Shvab is a mentish player. Well, what's had the door in Nos Nereach is Reuven, and the door is for Chanukah. What's going on? So he says, you know what? There's plenty of people who can talk, and they can talk, and they can talk. And they mean well. No doubt they mean well. Look at Reuven. Yeah? Reuven really meant well. He says to his brothers, "Hatishpuchu dam, yeah, don't spill his blood." He said to them, "Al techtu b'yeled, don't do anything to the child." And he meant well. The man hitzel oisu miyodel hashiv al oviv. He meant well to save him. But was he willing to stick his neck out and say, "Rabbeisa, you can kill me before you kill me. Go through me." No, he wasn't willing. He wasn't willing to actually to stand up and say, "That's it. I am saving you whether you like it or not." He wasn't willing. He was suggested. And he had a plan how to save him. He wasn't willing to stick his neck out. End of the day, that was it. Says the Medrash, Reuven meant well, and it was good. End of the day, to a certain extent, he did save Yosef. Yeah? But it's like a flower. A flower smells good at the beginning, but eventually it wilts and it dies and nothing comes out from it. No fruit comes out. That's Reuven. However, we have those people who dairish nicely. Yeah, they darshan well, and they're willing to stick their neck out. Those are the chashmonaim. Those are those people who our pischenu kol megodim. On our doorways is the result and the proof of those people who don't just darshan. They're willing to stick their neck out and lead, even if it's unpopular and even if it's dangerous. That is the musa of this Shir Hashirim, and they were willing to do that. But what happened? They did not listen to the vort of Rav Meir Shapiro. And what happened to the chashmonaim? Anyone know what happened to the Chashmonaim?
They all died out.
Every single last one of them died out. Why? The Ramban says, in the end of Vayechi, the Ramban says, "Layosur shevet miYehuda." Ramban in Perik Mem Tes Pasuk Yud, that forever Yehuda will be the Malachim, and anyone who tries to take Malucha from Yehuda will be punished. And the Chashmonaim, they did a fantastic job at the time. They should have stepped down and said, "Okay, let's get Yehuda to take over now." No. We fought, we won, we deserve to continue. And for many, many years they did that until they killed the whole family out. The whole family was wiped out. So on one hand, nobody is a nobody when it comes to standing up when nobody else is willing to do so, but you have to know your place. Sometimes when things are going well, you step down again and let the other people who are more qualified take over. Now, this is a beautiful, beautiful vote. Let's carry on the parasha. The pasuk says, when Paroi was excited about Yosef's interpretation, the pasuk says, it's a very, very amazing vote, this. Where is this? Yeah. We just, pasuk before, mem hey, pasuk mem. Ato tia al beisi, you should be in my household. Va pichu yishakal ami rak hakisei egdal mimekel. Only my kisei, my chair, should be higher than you. What's pshat rak hakisei egdal mimekel? Listen to this. So he said, rak hakisei, only my chair. She a koren li melech. Yeah, I am going to remain the melech. Kisei loshel melucha. In other words, what's he saying to Yosef? I'll give you everything, but I, at the end of the day, am the boss. I'm the governor. You can get as high as you want, but at the end of the day, I rule. Yeah? What's a havamina? Yosef is a power-hungry tyrant who's going to somehow make some kind of coup against Paroi? What's the deal over here? Yeah, I'm just telling you I'm going to be the king. Of course you're going to be the king. I mean, Yosef's trying to... What's a havamina? What's he getting so nervous about? Okay, you can show it some kind of...
He's saying only the throne is above you, meaning everything else.
Rashi doesn't say that. She is currently melech. I'm just telling you, people have to call me melech and not you. Why do you have to say that, Bichlal? What's a havamina or not? I'm making you the king. Of course I'm not making him the king. Why does he have to explain this so clearly? Listen to this fantastic vault. This Fasema says, a vault which is based on a story from the Kerem David, I think it is. Kerem HaTorah. He said this is a gewaldic story. It's a well-known story. I'm not sure which Rebbe it's about. That there was once a Rebbe who was coming to a town, and this town was machabed him tremendously, and they had prepared for him a huge reception committee, and they're going to take him in there, and they're going to be, the whole town's going to come outside in the Shabbos clothes, and they make a chuppah for when he arrives, and the derech was to unhitch the horses and they pull the carriage, unbelievable covered, and eventually they put him on the shoulders, they carry him in, Rebbe, ah. This Rebbe was not one bit interested in kovod, and so he hatched a plan. He said to his balagola, "Do me a favor, just before we come to the town, let's change clothes. You wear the Rebbe shebegudim, yeah, the shtrokas and the gold and the silver shteken with a silver stick and a big beautiful shtreimel, and I'll wear your simple clothes, yeah. And we change places, and you sit on my place, and I sit on your place, and we come into town. You don't mind a bit of kovod." COVID for me, I really don't want it. You both be happy. Everyone's happy. So they come to town, and this Falagola, you know, he looked the part as well, probably had a bit of a greyish beard, and he puts in a bit of the show, and the Rebbe puts his head down, sort of just taking their horses, and they start giving this Falagola COVID. It's a true story. They start giving his incredible COVID. Unbelievable. Wow. And the Falagola's really lapping it up, and the Rebbe's really enjoying that he's not enjoying. Yeah, he's really not getting the COVID. And everything is going fantastically. You take him up to the top table there, and he starts pravering wine, he starts giving wine, he starts throwing apples. He's really doing, acting the Rebbe perfectly. Until afterwards, the Rosh HaKohol, the president of the community, comes and says to him, Rebbe, it's very rare that we have such Talmud Chochma in our midst. Perhaps we can do a question and answer session with you. And then, and you usually say, it's Volkavon Finster by the Eugen. He went black in front of his eyes. You know, this Balagola, what does he know? What does he know? Not more than the horses, right? How are you going to get out of this one? So they throw him a question. So the Rebbe, the real Rebbe, asks the Balagola, Rebbe, as it were, do you mind if I answer this? So Rebbe says, you know what? It's a question. I'll let my Balagola answer this question. And the Balagola answered it unbelievably. Everyone, unbelievable. Another question. I don't answer the question. My Balagola answers these questions. And he gives it to the Balagola, who's a Rebbe, and Rebbe answers it fantastically. And this carries on every time. People will think, unbelievable. If the Balagola of this Rebbe can answer such questions, imagine what the Rebbe's like. And it was perfect. Says the Sfas Emes, says the Sfas Emes, Sfas Emes doesn't say this story, but the Sfas Emes says, Pshat over here, the Pasuk is like this. When a person surrounds himself by big people, that makes himself big. If a person is surrounded by ridiculous idiots, yeah, that doesn't show very well for their leader. If a person is surrounded by big Tamil Chachamim, you see sometimes the Rebbe is a young Rebbe, and they have older Gaboyim. That gives cover. It gives cover to the Rebbe, the fact that you have Tamil Chachamim, and you have Lein De Torah, Tamil Chachamim around you. That gives cover to the Rebbe. So he says, what Paro is saying over here, Lahavdol is, Paro is saying to Yosef, ah, I see. Look at this person. There's nobody as clever as you. Therefore says Paroi, Ato Tial Basi, because you're so clever, be in my household, Valpicha Yisha Kal Ami, and everyone should be controlled by you. Therefore, Rak Hakisim, only doing it in order that my chair should be Egdal Mimeko, exalted through you. Through you, I'm only giving you this cover in order that my chair should become greater through you. The fact that the seat, the second to the king is so bright, must be that the Rebbe himself, Lahavdol, the Pari himself, must be that much greater. And if I'm giving you all this koyach just to show you, show the world how clever you are, and that automatically gives me covered. That's pshat in the pasuk. Very, very nice pshat. Okay? You'll be at the TR base of Picho, because you're so clever. Therefore, Raka Kis, I'm doing it only in order that my Kise should be Egdal Mi Meko, because of you. I will become greater because of having you next to me. Very beautiful pshat. Says the Sfas Emes, if that's with regard to Yosef doing it to a Paroi, Kal V'Chomer, the kind of strength we have when we do what we have with Kiddush Hashem to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we are showing, one can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't stand around, doesn't have the correct eyes. The Goyim see the world as a reflection of how the Jews behave. If Klal Yisrael behaves correctly, then, and they behave in a way that is godly, that gives a tremendous level of Kiddush Hashem to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The more covered a Talmud Chochem gets, the more covered Klal Yisrael gets, the more covered Ribbono Shel Olam gets. That's why later on the parasha says, Yosef tells his brothers, tell Yaakov all the covered I have in Mitzrayim. Do you think Yaakov's interested in covered? Yeah, wow, you got covered in Mitzrayim. No! Yosef's telling them that all the covered I have I'm using to show them I'm a Jew. Look how bright, have you met a Jew before? I'm a Jew, I'm a regular Jew. Look how great I am. And that will automatically give tremendous cover to Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole concept of Chanukah, the whole purpose of Chanukah is only the purpose of showing the world, godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole din of Pesumin Nisa is all about taking the Nes and putting it out to the outside and showing the world the strength of a few people with a Kadosh Baruch Hu strength behind us. It's all about Kavod Shemayim. You know, there's a famous Baal Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer answers the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Why do we have 8 days Chanukah? And he answers it with a beautiful mamish. It's mamish. If you, I don't think he said Anisim again the same way. He says he translates it with a mamish pshat in Alanisim. It says, "V'dlikun neiros b'chatzrus kodshecho." They lit the neiros in the chatzrus kodshecho. What does chatzrus kodshecho mean? No, doesn't mean that. B'chatzrus kodshecho, in the chatzer of your kodesh, not inside, not in the heichel, in the chatzrus kodshecho. Yeah? What's the connection? So he says, the whole idea of Chanukah is showing the world Gadlus Hashem. Showing the world, Ribbono Shel Olam, who we are, how we're willing to work hard for the sake of Kavod Shemayim, and how Kodesh Baruch Hu reciprocates and makes Nisim. That is the purpose of Chanukah. Therefore, there was such tumah in the Beis HaMikdosh. There were so many terrible things going on. The Chashmonaim made a special takana, that they lit the menorah outside in the chatzeris kodshecho, outside where everyone can see it, in the open, in the chatzer, in the courtyard. That is where they lit the menorah to show the world that we are in control and Ribbono Shel Olam is helping us again. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, where the menorah is lit outside, where there's wind, yeah, and it's got to last for a longer period of time, you've got to add more oil to make that last. So the basis of Kasher is, why do we have Chanukah for 8 days, if the first day you had enough to light, and the 7 days wasn't a miracle Why light it for 8 days? Is miracles only for 7 days? Says the Chacham Sofer, no. They lit it outside in a place where there was wind, and therefore even on the first day they actually needed more oil to light it, and it even lit the first night longer than it should have. So even the first night was a mess, and therefore he says, Likun Neiros b'chasuris kutshecho. They lit the Neiros and the chasuris kutshecho, and therefore needed more oil. And therefore, answered Beis Yosef's kasha, and therefore, the kavu shmoinasi mei Chanukah. That's for 8 days of Chanukah, and not 7 days. And therefore, the whole concept of Chanukah is about kavu shmoin. Now, I just want to finish off with, you know, we talked about standing in the breach, becoming a leader when necessary. We talked about Kiddush Hashem. We talked about Yosef having the koyach to exalt Paroi, and therefore we have the koyach as Klal Yisrael to exalt Rabbeinu Shleilam. They're just a couple of beautiful vote from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky says that there are two different dinim of Hadlokas Neiros in Klal Yisrael. There's a Hadlokas Neiros that we have on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and a Hadlokas Neiros we have on Chanukah. And there are two different dinim, two groups of dinim. The Hadlokas Neiros we have on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a din that we're supposed to have anah from it. If you light Shabbos candles and nobody benefits from it, you're not Yetzer. You have to have anah from it. Masha'enke in Chanukah, you light it in a place where there's absolutely no anah. Yeah, we say aneres al kodesh shem ve'ein lana rishus yishtamish v'em ela l'reis ha'malvad. You can't have any anah from it. Mitzad sheni, on the other extent, on the other hand, what happens if you have only enough money to buy either neres Shabbos or neres Chanukah? What comes first? Shabbos comes first. Why? Good. Because of Shalom Bayis. Because of Shalom Bayis. Let's understand this. What does each Ner represent? The Neros of Shabbos and Yom Tov represent our enjoyment, enjoying these lights. Sitting in Shabbos, yeah, it's interpersonal relationships. That's one thing. Neros Chanukah is Ner of Nes. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu showing the whole world that he controls the world. They can make a bottle of a little Kadosh Shemen last for 8 days. That is so much more exalted. It's so much more, the wow factor involved in that. And therefore, why is it that when it comes to Neiros Shabbos, Neiros Chanukah, Neiros Shabbos come first?
It's a bigger nice for Shalom Bayis.
No comment. Says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, not that terrible, then. Yaakov Kamenetsky answers that he says that don't think for 1 second Rabbeinu Shalom is interested in showing Nisim. Rabbeinu Shalom, that's not the tachlis of this world to see Nisim. The tachlis of this world is to take Olam Hazeh and connect it to Olam Abba. It's to take Gashmis, to take what you have in this world and make it holy. That is the purpose of this world. And therefore, when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, that is a Neir of Nes. Very nice. Very nice. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim. But when that comes into conflict, we're showing that we are capable of taking Gashmis and making it into Ruchni, to take something like food on Shabbos and eat it Me'ein Olam Haba, to take Neiros and make it Shonah Bayis and make that Kodesh, that is so much more. He said, if one is able to take anything Gashmi and make it Ruchni as soon as one can, that is a Tachis Olam Hazeh. So he said, that's Pshat Parshas Miketz. Yosef is speaking to an absolute atheist. Actually, he wasn't an atheist. It's not true. Paro is not an atheist. He believed that he was himself the God. Paro himself said, Leo Oiri Vanyo Sisi. I made myself. I am. He believed that he actually believed he was a God. Yosef comes along, Eved, Nar, everything, and he says to Paro, Paro says to him, listen to this conversation. This is one of the most incredible conversations ever. Avosai, just understand this a second. Yosef, doomed in this little hole in the ground. An Eved, a Nar, an Ivri, no future, terrible future, right? He's taken out, schlepped out, he has a haircut, he gets put into some decent clothes, and he's standing in front of the world's dictator. World's dictator, right? And a dictator says to him, Vayomer Paro Yosef, Chalom Chalamti, Upoisa Einoisoi, I had a dream, nobody can translate it to me, Vani Shemati Elech, I heard about you, Leman Tishma Chaloim Lifto Isa, that you're able to interpret my Chaloim. Right? Paro doesn't compliment easily. He was not an easygoing character. Vayan Yosef Paro, and Yosef turned back to Paro, Lemoy, Biladai! Biladai means, says Rashi, Ein HaChochel Mishli, it's not mine. Elohim Yane Eshelim Pari. God will answer Pari's thing. It's not me, it's God. And God does not refer to you, Pari. He refers to a different God. Right? And that's how he starts, that's how a relationship begins. But stating very clearly where his position is. No. It's not for me, there's a God, and it's not you who's a God. That is a relationship. Carries on. And eventually, Pari gets a message. Pari says to him, Isha Shiruach Elohim boy. He's Moruach Elohim. Mamish, he's a holy man. And the Pari says later on in many places, he says, Asher Elohim oiseh. Heres Pari, whatever he could, Yosef pushed into the conversation HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Pari got the message. The tachlis of Chanukah is doing Mesiras Nefesh, doing it in a way where it is completely clear that you're doing for the sake of Rabbeinu Shloilam, and as much as one can, doing it in an Olam Hazeh kind of setting, taking very regular mundane elements of life and making it Kodesh. That's what I want to finish off with one story. Everyone heard of the Chofetz Chaim, that's clear. Yeah? But what people don't know is a story. The Chofetz Chaim Rebbe was Reb Nochum Kaplan. He was known as Reb Nochum Ka from Horodna. You heard of him? Reb Nochum Ka. Reb Nochum Ka was a great, was the Chofetz Chaim main Rebbe. It was once on Chanukah. And the Chofetz Chaim was saying by Reb Nochum Ka. And it came this man to light candles. And whatever his man that was, right? And Reb Nochum Ka didn't show any interest like the candles whatsoever. And the Chofetz Chaim does not ask the Rebbe what's going on. Reb Nochum Ka was totally calculated, and every move was calculated. Not pshat, he'd lost his watch, he didn't see it getting darker. He knew what was going on. Completely calculated. And he's waiting. 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, half an hour passed. The Zman of Hadlaka passed, most people, the candles going out already. An hour, 2 hours! And the Chofetz Chaim is, Rabbi Shleilam, Summa Nissa, Tichle Regem and Ashuk. You know, what's going on? All these halachas, you know, Daktik and Halacha, every little halach. What's going on over here? How come he's not lighting? After a long time, Reb Nochum Ka's wife walks through the door. And Reb Nochum Ka, without hesitating for a second, he greets her and straight away lights the candles. So Reb Nochum Ka says to the Chofetz Chaim, I have to give an explanation over here. The Gemara says that if you have a push and a pull between affording one Neris Chanukah or Shana Bais, yeah, the halacha is that Neris Shabbos comes first because of Shana Bais. In other words, when it comes to one or the other, Shana Bais comes first. If that's the case, on Chanukah, to light Neris Chanukah, and my wife is not there, she'll see that I didn't care about her being part of the Neiris, I didn't care the fact that she's out shopping, I didn't care the fact that for waiting for her, and she will not only will there not be a positive Shalom Bias over there, there'll be a negative element of Shalom Bias over there. And therefore, made a simple cheshbon. If the Gemara says, if Rebbeinu Shalom wants Shalom Bias to be over Neiris Chanukah, I don't like them Neiris until my wife comes back. That's bullshit. He said, the whole idea of Olam Hazeh is following what the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the Kiddush Hashem over here was not to light my candles on time. That is Shana Bais. That's the element of Shana Bais. Rishon Shvadron used to add on this. He'd say, no, okay, you wait for your wife. When she comes in, you look at your watch and tap. And I've been waiting for you. No, not a word. He went straight to his menorah. Shana Bais is people were Oivdei Hashem, they knew what Rabbeinu Shalom wanted. And to take a regular relationship between man and wife and to make that Kodesh with Mesiras Nefesh, he must have been platzing. Yeah, he wants to light a candle on time. No, but there's an element here of Shalom Bias, and therefore I stand back and let the Rebbeinu Shalom run the show. That is the Mesiras Nefesh you've got to have on Chanukah, to allow Rebbeinu Shalom to run the world. And this is the Koyach. This is the Koyach each one of us has. To number one, as we said beforehand, to sometimes we've got to Mokim She'enish to stand up to Bish. At a certain stage, to step back and let other people run the show if necessary. Then we talked about the fact that we have the koyach to exalt the Rebbeinu Shalom through our maisim, like Pari, Lahavdol, could become great through having Yosef around him. And the purpose of Chanukah is all about showing the Kiddush Hashem in the world, the Chasuvis Kodshecha, and therefore Kovish Mayim's May Chanukah. And finally, the Mesiras Nefesh and the Kiddush Hashem does not have to be in publicizing to the whole world what you do. It's in small actions of Shonen Bias or Mesiris Nefesh, and that can, Be'ez Hashem, be a tremendous lesson for us, and Be'ez Hashem, we should have a lichtiger, a very, very light Hanukkah.